I spent 27 years in my life in this block, more than where I grew up. This block is part of me. I'm from Egypt. I came to United States 1981. I love it. I love Saratoga Street. I love the people here. And everybody know who I am, for I'm always offered to help, offered to be part of this community. The American dream is here.
Ibrahim Alhami, formerly of Egypt, on the block he calls home, the 200 block of Saratoga Street in Baltimore. From WYPR and PRX, this is Out of the Blocks. I'm Aaron Henkin. We're calling this episode American Dream. Stories about hope, sacrifice, and home, and what happens when you come to America. Told by immigrants from all over the globe, Nepal, Korea, Eritrea, Vietnam, El Salvador, Afghanistan, China, and Jordan. Right after this.
Can I get 20, I guess, too?
No, number 3.
6315 Rester Town Road. This is a Gulf gas station.
Namaskar, mero naam Deepak Bhandari, ma Nepal bato.
Hello, my name is Deepak and I'm from Nepal.
It's a small country, lots of mountains, rivers, and I grew up in a small city called Butol. And then I went, when I completed my high school, we moved to the capital city, that is Kathmandu. After that, I moved here.
Give me 15 on 5.
25 on the cargo van, 35 on the van. Give me back a Newport 100 in the box.
What was it like to arrive from Kathmandu to Baltimore, Maryland? How was it different?
Different people, different place, and climate, everything was different when I came here. So I was thinking, so where am I? Where I am? Yeah.
I want 20 on 5.
Can I have a
pack of jobs? Let me get a casino black, man.
Can you restart number 1 for me, please?
It's like a land of opportunity. So I'm here for some of those opportunities, yeah. But I'm still looking for that. I mean, for a better life, better way of living.
15 on number 1.
How about the new post?
People, everybody here is busy. And everybody is working. Maybe I would like to go to a vacation where it is quiet. Yeah.
You look nice right now.
Thank you.
So, what color are you trying to put on to that?
We're going to do black. I'm a diamond.
Black?
Yeah, you're a diamond.
Yeah, what do you want, permanent?
Man, that's what she was talking about. Yeah. That's what I knew.
What's up? What you looking for?
You got nail polish?
I guess the little T-pose will go underneath your weave and make sure it's dry. I don't know.
Wherever you're going to hit the bleach, it's going to lighten it.
Three packs of synthetic deep wave hair. 30-second hair glue to put the track in. Three pairs of number 79 human lashes. She likes big lashes. And one pair of gold bamboo earrings. My name is Bobby. Some people call me JJ. Store's name is JJ Discount. The address is 626 Cherry Hill Road. And I've been up here about 12 years. Hello, JJ. Because I grew up in Maryland.
Do you really need that much, seriously?
All my life, I've been up here, what did I say, about 48 now.
Hold on.
That's why I don't have an accent, and people find it hard to believe that I'm actually Korean.
Yeah, one pack of it.
They get a little surprised when they show up, because when they talk on the phone, they don't think that I'm Korean.
All right, fine, I got it.
I came to America when I was 4 years old. Yeah, 1972. Back then, Korea was a third world country. No indoor plumbing. If you're coming from a third world country, you never seen a supermarket. The family came and they can't read English. They see a can with the pictures and they're like, oh, that looks good. They took it, ate it, tasted good. And then later on, they realized it was dog food.
Is that really true?
Yeah, it's true. It's true. Eating dog food's not going to kill you. There was a small group of Korean immigrants. So, you know, they all kind of tight-knit because of that. Like, everybody in the neighborhood. Across the street, there was somebody. Down the street, there was somebody else. You know, there was a Caucasian kid that was a couple years older than me. And, you know, I don't really speak English. I just want to play. I'm 4, 5, I'm bored. He was out there. He had a bike. So I started tagging along with him. And I was like, what's your name? I'm going to call you Bobby. I was like, all right. There you go. I have a name.
Hey. I knew he wanted to do something, that boy. I knew he will steal something. I know it. He just came to pay, like to look like to pay, and he just gone outside.
Does that happen pretty often, Miss Risham, shoplifters?
No, not that often, but sometimes they do that. Ana Risham Mahari Haptamichael Yibahal, and Mama Grocery Store Sarre. My name is Risham Haptamichael. Address is Mama Grocery Store, 3322 Greenmount Avenue.
417. Give me 30 cents more. Don't worry about it. Yeah, that's enough. I'm
from Eritrea, East Africa, and I came 1985 here.
Hey, I never see you. What happened? You going to school? You working, making money? Where do you put all your money?
Yes, what was your inspiration for leaving Eritrea and coming here?
It was a war, a big war. It was bombing, killing people, and we just have to get out.
Why you don't go to school nighttime and work daytime? 150.
When we came here, we went to school, to BCC. For 2 months, they helped us with the rent and everything. After that, we just got it by ourselves. We started just working.
Thank you. Hi, cutie. Who is that? You have a baby? No.
No,
you don't have a baby? I thought you got a baby.
Tell me how you decided to name this place Mama's Grocery.
My daughter, the little one, who gonna work there? She said, my daughter. Me, I told her, let's call Mama. That's it. We call him. And everybody, they call me Mama. Nobody knows my name. But I'm okay with that.
You treat a lot of these young kids like you're their mama.
Yeah. I tell them to go to work. I told them don't stay in the street. I just treat them like if they don't have anything, we give them food. We give them everything they need. And they look out for us. They see. Don't do anything, Mamas, they say. We treat them good and they're okay also.
How are you? How are your kids doing? You don't see them. You say you don't see your kids.
No. It'd be kind of killing.
You have to be good, not staying in the street, though.
I don't know what else I can do. That's all I got.
You have to show them how you do. That's why I'm telling you.
I see you interacting with all these kids, and you obviously love them. You joke with them. You know about their lives. They love you. They call you Mama. Do you worry about them?
We know like 3 people, they came here, got killed in 35th Street. And some, they go to jail like for 2 years, 1 year, 6 months. And they come out, they do same thing when they was doing before. But they smart, they can do better, but what you gonna do?
Hey, where are you? You working? Oh my goodness. I don't believe this. I never believe this. You working?
Don't believe.
You stop stealing and you working now?
What color?
I'll try that.
The pink glitter?
Like this one?
Yeah.
Sure.
Thank you.
Every time when you got a manicure or pedicure done, after that you feel, different. You feel clean. Yeah, happy with that.
Peter Lee, Vividale, 2126 East Monument Street, Baltimore, Maryland. I'm from Vietnam. I come to U.S. 1991. I went here when I'm 23 years old. My father is he like American soldier. He went to Vietnam War, and then U.S. government, they have the option for the family of the American soldier, we can come back home. So that's why I followed them.
So your dad was a U.S. soldier in Vietnam, is that what you're saying?
That's correct, sir.
Were your mom and dad together when you were growing up, or help me understand how your parents worked out?
When my mom got me, I was just almost 1 year old, and she passed away. So I lived with my grandmom, with my aunt, my uncle. Yeah.
What do you know about your mom? You don't have any memories of her, obviously.
Not at all. I just have to see her by the picture.
Are you close to your dad?
No, I don't know my dad at all. Because after my My mom passed away and my dad, they have to go back, you know, to the United States. So we don't know his daughter.
Are you still curious about who your dad is? Would you like to meet him someday?
When I'm younger, I have to think about that. But, you know, now it's 40-some years ago, so I'm fine. So.
If you ever did meet your dad, what would you say to him?
I just want to ask, you know, why he leave me alone like that?
Manuel Antonio Arias Ulloa, aquí en el departamento, vivo con otros dos.
My name is Manuel Antonio Arias Ulloa. I live here in this apartment building upstairs with two other guys.
Bueno, yo vengo del Salvador.
I come from El Salvador, and I came because there was no work there.
Yo trabajo en una pollera empacando chique, pollo.
I work in a chicken plant packing chicken.
Bueno, actualito está durito el trabajo porque trabajamos en la línea.
The work is hard because there's an assembly line. One guy uses a knife, another guy uses another knife, another one breaks the breast, another one cuts the wing, and so on. They put a line of people, like from here to the end of the block, to keep up with the chicken. Before we got moved to the new plant, we used to be in another one. Before, we worked at a table, 10 chickens, just using knives. The whole chicken would come in without a head and peeled, so I just cut. I worked fast, but now they've changed the system because they want more. They want faster production. I've been working at the chicken plant for about 7.5 years. When I first arrived here, I worked for 10 months outside with a painter. He only paid me around $200 for 10 days' work. Finally, I quit because he was cheating me. After that, I worked on cleaning. I got 4 hours of work a day, and they paid me $8.25 an hour. At that point, I could pay for an apartment, food, and I could send $100 to my wife in El Salvador. I couldn't save anything, though. But when I came to the chicken plant, I earned a lot because they paid $7.25 an hour, and I worked up to 50 hours a week. Now they pay me $11 an hour. Money is still tight, though, because I have to pay higher rent now, and I have to send more to my wife because the prices for everything have gone up there, too. Back there, as soon as a dollar shows up, that dollar gets spent. There's always a payment, and another, and another. In the end, you can't save much money. That's why I haven't made it back to El Salvador, because I'm just done.
What is your hope for the future for you? Maybe 1 year, 5 years down the road. Where do you want to be in your life?
What do I expect? That I'll be here. I'm waiting for my citizenship to go through here so I can bring my two daughters that I have in El Salvador and my wife.
Bueno, está bonito. Bonito, sí. Está bien.
Life is beautiful here, because here you always have a job. Even if you don't make a profit, you can at least live. And in these times, there's no need to think about ambition, or to buy a big piece of land and all that, because time is already short. Time is already short.
Y el tiempo ya está corto. Ya está corto. Por las cosas de Dios.
Because of him, of God. Don't you see the things that are happening? There in Florida, in Houston? Yeah, he sends all that. So it's time to think about changing and leaving behind the material things of this world. Because more or less, if the end is near, there's going to be someone waiting for you, right? And I respect him, because nobody escapes from God.
Sí, yo respeto, porque de Dios nadie se escapa.
Manuel Antonio Arias Ulloa sharing his story on the 100 block of South Broadway in Baltimore. More stories about the American dream in a minute when Out of the Blocks continues.
Well, we have tobacco, cigarettes,
lighters, cold medication,
Bluetooth speakers,
headphones,
cell phones,
smartwatches,
kitchen stuff,
chips,
household items,
snacks,
beverages,
candy,
drinks,
bongs, hookahs.
Hello, everybody. My name is Khan Noor.
My name is Shah Noor.
From Afghanistan.
Salaam alaikum.
He's a great kid. He helped me with my business a lot. New York Convenience, 4700 Liberty Heights Avenue, Gwen Oak, 21207.
I'm 18, about to turn 19. I did 2 years of wrestling. I went to state, lost that state, and then this is going to be my last year wrestling. I'm going to try to go all the way.
He liked wrestling, but that's not his future.
What are some of the most important lessons in life that you've learned from your dad?
Don't get used.
It's very hard here because it's dangerous, especially at nighttime. All the stabbing, shooting. Sitting here at 2, that was 1 o'clock in the morning.
I was standing by the cash register, and my pops was standing next to me.
Watching see bang, bang 3 times.
Coming from outside.
Just went out the door.
We both ran out to see what was the problem.
A guy is scrambling, you know, blood all over. He got 3 shots on the chest.
And we all held him together so we could hold his blood in. Put pressure on his holes, you know, the gunshot wounds. And then ambulance came, took him. He was pronounced dead that night.
He was dead.
Yeah.
And the next day, regular, like nothing happened.
Death can come anytime. You know, he didn't even know he was gonna die that night.
What do you think has been the happiest moment of your life?
Happy moment? What do you mean?
For my brother-in-law, he comes
with the egg. Few more minutes. 进去查一下，你有没有叫进去了？Cheese the egg.
还是觉得脏的嘞。没法玩吗？
Happy. Uh-huh. What size? Small size or large size? 2160.
你好，欢迎大家来到五月花苑仓 Susan Zhang, Susam, Gheng, Dirty Duty 26 Greenmount Avenue, Mayflower Restaurant. Not easy to me to speak English. Customer, they almost like genital chicken, a fuyam, mixed vegetable, and fried rice.
Tell me how long you've been in business here at the Mayflower Buffet.
Almost 8 years.
And where are you from?
China.
So your mother and father came here. How old were you when you guys came here?
15 years old. Before I stayed in New York.
So you came from China to New York. What brought you from New York to Baltimore? Why Baltimore?
Too much noise in New York.
So there was too much noise in New York, and you think it's quieter on Greenmount Avenue?
No.
Do you like Greenmount Avenue? Do you like this neighborhood?
It's okay. The first, I don't like here. Now, it's okay.
When you first came here, you didn't like it here. Why not?
Before, here is too much children and doing bad stuff here and broken the window and stealing the cash. They just took out the cashew and leave.
But you say things are better now?
If I think it's better now before. Because now we here in the neighborhood, I know who to face. They nice to we. We nice to them. That's why it's okay now.
Is this what you always wanted to do? Like when you were a young girl, what did you want to do?
I don't like doing business. It's my family. That's my parent restaurant. I need to take care of it. That's why I don't have a choice. I don't like the restaurant. It's very tired, working hard. Sometimes busy, sometimes it's quiet. That's why I stay here all the time. I don't get some rest.
How many hours a day do you spend here, Miss Sue?
11 hours.
11 hours. So how long do you think you'll do this? Will you do this forever?
Maybe. I don't know yet. Why not? I'm not thinking about it.
You have a fantastic laugh. Has anyone ever told you that?
A lot of people, actually, they told me just laugh. I don't know why. Thank you, though. Yeah, it's 202 West Reed Street. Majid Tamarjan, Chickpea City. Best falafel in town. I'm originally from Jordan. Jordan, it's a country in the Middle East. It's very beautiful country. And the food. This is our famous hot sauce. This is jalapeno pepper, seasoned tomato, garlic sauce, tahini sauce, and hummus. When I eat my food, I like to enjoy my food. I like my eyes to enjoy the food before I taste it. Food is like music. I don't know, it's music in your mouth, the flavors, stuff like that. I enjoy food. It's been great. It's been ups and downs a lot, but overall it was a great neighborhood. I like it, but there is not much traffic. That's the only problem here in this neighborhood. It's quiet. It's good and it's not good for business to be that quiet.
So you've been here 2 years. Yeah. Talk about what you're gonna do next.
This location, we're gonna close it by the end of July on retreat, which is unfortunately, but it's a decision we have to make and life is still going on. We're gonna look for a new location, relocate our store to more crowded, busy area. If not, life is going on. We're gonna go back to Virginia.
You have a really positive attitude about life. What's the secret to your positive attitude?
Because no one can guarantee for anybody to live till tomorrow. So life, our life is too short. It's like one time it happened, I used to have a distribution business. So one time I went to one of my locations, I told him, good morning. He told me, what the good about it? He said, man, you're still alive. Thank God you're still alive. That's the good morning, if you are alive. Because no one can guarantee when you go to bed if you can wake up in the morning or not. So just enjoy life. Thank God you're still alive. That's it. Say good morning back. He said, I never thought about it that way. He said, you should.
My name is Taylor Huang, and we are sitting today at my mom's restaurant called Hung Bing Restaurant in the Little Saigon area of Chinatown International District. Little Saigon grew out of the immigration of Vietnamese to the area in 1975, and Little Saigon isn't what it was when I grew up. It's changed a lot since. We're trying to keep it as vibrant as it once was, but second generation Vietnamese are building other types of Vietnamese businesses outside of here, so we've seen a lot of changes. For example, the marijuana dispensary that was here in this very same building, it was an illegal one, and there were a lot of crimes, there were a lot of theft, and even though Washington State has a legal marijuana law, at that time, it can be only sold as medicinal. And so they kind of framed it under that they were medicinal, but it was just all under the table being sold illegally. And the attitude of the business owners here was like, well, there's nothing we can do. We can only protect ourselves. Let's, you know, close up a little bit earlier. Let's try to protect ourselves rather than engaging with the city. And that's when myself and a number of others started to push the city and say, you know, and bringing media attention, using media as a tool, which our parents wouldn't know to do. And so because of a lot of our work, we were able to push the city to come in and rewrite a lot of the policy that push a lot of these illegal marijuana dispensaries to comply with licensing and push them out into non-business areas.
It's interesting to me that you, as a younger generation, have come into the role of being an advocate for your parents, the first generation. It's an interesting role for a child to be in relation to their parents. I wonder if you might talk about that sort of generational dynamic.
I think if you speak to any immigrant family, the child tend to have more opportunities. We are able to get an education. We are able to learn English faster. Whereas our parents as immigrants, when they arrive, their head are, you know, is down. They are trying to provide for their family. And so kind of like the family dynamic, the social aspect, the education is left in the hands of the child. And so there is a little bit of a role reversal there, but it's just expected. I remember, so I have a younger brother that we have a 9 years age difference. And I remember I was the one who took him to register for school. I was the one who took him to his first kindergarten class. And it was just expected that I would just take care of him, feed him, bathe him, clothe him, put him to sleep. But it's just part of life. And then today when we see the injustice or disenfranchise of our parents, of how they are treated, it just makes sense that we take on that role once again. This is my mom, Lynn, Lynn Dang. She is the owner of Hungbing Restaurant.
Yes.
Pleasure to meet you. I wonder if you might say a few words about your daughter. Tell me what kind of a young woman she is and what makes you proud about her.
I'm not a woman. Chia sẻ với nó về con, mẹ hạnh diện về cái gì, hiểu gì, whatever.
I like my daughter. He very, very nice. He take care of me, everything. Yeah. I very, very love for her. He take care of me business. He take care of me trouble from everything with trouble. My daughter is take care of me. I love her.
So this is called Eru?
Arhu,
Arhu,
Arhu, Arhu, yeah, Arhu.
How long have you played it?
Oh, maybe 15 years.
Yeah. Okay. Tell me your name.
Me? Me name is Fred, yeah.
Freddy,
yeah.
And your music, the instrument is called Eru?
Arhu, yeah, Arhu.
So you play this with a bow. You get a little battery-powered amplifier. It sounds good. Street music from Hing Hei Park in Seattle's Chinatown International District. That's going to wrap it up for this episode. Out of the Blocks is an original production of WYPR and PRX. I'm Aaron Henkin. I produce the show along with Wendell Patrick, who creates an original musical score for each episode. If you like what you hear, do us a favor and drop us a review on Apple Podcasts. Tell a friend about the show. Thank you for sharing the good word about what we do. Thank you for listening. And we'll do it again soon. Out of the Blocks is made possible with grant funding from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, the National Endowment for the Arts, the Cohen Opportunity Fund, the Hofberger Foundation, Patricia and Mark Joseph's Shelter Foundation, the Kenneth S. Batty Charitable Trust, and the MuseWeb Foundation.
Support for this podcast comes from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.